This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey, Mark, where do we find you?
Way, head east until you come to the gas tank sitting in the fuel island with a sign that says ka-ching. Turn left, go around the fuel island, swerve through the tires, stop at the thirsty sign, get back on the high price fuel byway, get in the how do you like our fuel prices now lane, go slow through the toll, make sure you flash your give me more of those high price fuel card. Full throttle it out of the toll, head south, turn right at the greasy gun. It's greasy. Drive up the hose to the silver microphone, and you have now found Auto World. Good afternoon, and welcome to Auto World, everybody. Good to have you along. I know that sometimes I want to make sure that you don't get lost finding us. I want you to find us, and you have. Welcome to Auto World. Welcome into Greasy Garage Studio. I'm broadcasting live from Boise, Idaho, where, in fact, the track temperature right now in the radio business is not a track temperature. It's the microphone temperature. It's 110. It's actually 110, and it's about 105 outside. Oh, it just went up. 106 outside right now in Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, your host. I can't hardly wait to get into this car with you. Let's do it. Hop in. Ride shotgun. Let's get right to that. As I promised you the first hour, the average transaction price of what brand and what's the number, Mark? Well, the number, first the brand. Let's do the brand. Just reported this last week. General Motors, folks. Their average transaction price of an automobile and truck, that's called average, $50,499. That's $50,499 is an average transaction price. Oh, are they making any money? Well, let's find out. Profit for the last, well, the last quarter, that's, you know, not 25 cents, that's the last quarter, that's 3 months. Listen to this number, $35.6 billion in revenue. Billion. I'm going to ask you, are we paying too much for automobiles today? What do you get for the money? Air conditioning? Yeah, air conditioning. I hope it's working. And if it's not, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you fix your car, your truck. You got a smell. You got a noise like a rattle-tang-tang wrench dropping inside the exhaust system and you don't know what it is. What it is a plugged-up converter that's actually, because of the heat, turned into a wad of bubble gum in there and it's going back and forth. You get on it, pushes it to the exit. You let off it pushes it towards the inlet. See, simple things like that. I can't hardly believe it, that it's been 45-plus years for me underneath the wrench, the cars, the trucks, since 1992 for the microphone, silver microphone that is. I welcome you to head on over, take a look to see what I look like at my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and also Auto World Radio. Welcome you to comment. Absolutely, please do. This hour of Auto World, we've got that brand name game. That's brand new for Auto World. Brand name game. Get involved. What this is, makes it, this is real simple for all of us. How many times do you see your brand on your automobile, car or truck? If you've got a riding lawnmower, I don't care. I want to know how many times you see the brand on there. I know that is it a Subaru or a Lexus or a Mercedes or a Ford or a Chevrolet. How many times do they put that brand on there? Count them. Seat belts, maybe. Floor mats, count. Floor, anything that has the brand on there. The glove box, yes. See, I'll share one with you. My 1916 Chevrolet that I have right on the pewter. It's pewter, that metal. Oh, it's expensive today, but back then they must have got it for free. Anyway, $35.6 billion. General Motors, you're making money. Anyway, 1916 Chevrolet Baby Grand on the floorboard there right where the pedals are. It has the logo, which counts. See, that's the brand, Chevrolet. One. Okay, now two, because it has it on the little radiator hood, the radiator motometer, they call it, up there on top of the radiator. Oh, yeah, it has a thermometer on the backside of that motor meter on my 16 Chevrolet, because I don't have a temperature gauge on the dash. See, the dash on that old car is wood. Things aren't changing at all, are they? No. A wood floorboard. Wood spoked wheels with skinny balloon tires. Rough riding. How's your car ride? Oh, look at that. I don't see an airbag either on that 1916 Chevrolet. What am I getting at? Oh, that's a convertible, by the way, that you had to manually. No power buttons, just to touch it and makes it go down all by itself. No, it's manually. You have to have two people. One person can't not do it. If you try to do it while you're... I've tried. I can't do it. No. Try to fold a 1916 original top back, and what do you end up getting by yourself? You get it cockeyed in there, it's crooked, and you rip it, you're done. The value of the car just went from way up to way down, in the clouds, all the way down into the ground. Not good. Oh, is that why the price is $50,499? Mark, the average price. Because I've got airbags, I've got air conditioning, I've got a heater, I've got no balloon tires, I don't have wood spoke wheels, I could go on all day. Yeah, this is why. Do you like safety? Oh, that's called, I think that's called the card, insurance card. You never use a lot of those safety devices until you need them. And then when you need them, they're there. That's what you're paying for. But how many of you, I want to kind of talk loud about, I want you to use the technology part of your automobile that you've paid for. And what is that? Electronic controlled steering. Are you still going around the corners like I am in my 1916 Chevrolet with wood spoke balloon tires? 5 miles an hour? I hope not. I hope you're using that technology for what it's worth. Go around that mountain road. If it says 50 miles an hour on the little sign there that you just ran over, because you were out of control. No, I hope you weren't. Anyway, if it says 50, go 70. It'll do it. But watch out for that electric EV Ford Lightning F-150 electric police truck, like we just reported on the first hour. They're behind you. Go fast. But slow it up when you need to. The second hour here on Auto World, did you know, coming your way, a little bit of history of something that is not even on cars anymore or trucks. But we got to know if we did know this or not. And I have for you, well, let's start it right now. I have tips for you about how to keep your car cool, which helps you stay cool. Throw a towel over the steering wheel when you park it. A towel. A simple thing as a towel will not only keep your steering wheel cool, but you folks down there in Arizona listening, in Texas and Florida, good to have you along, but I want to make sure you have a towel in the car to throw over the steering wheel, because if you park it out in the sun and you forgot to put the windshield shades up because you don't have any, what? Get some windshield shades too. Throw a towel over the steering wheel. I've purchased some automobiles from Arizona. The steering wheel's like jello, because they never did really put it under the shade trees or in the garage or under a carport, and they don't have windshield shades, and the steering wheel turns to jello. What's inside of a steering wheel is a big metal round rod circle covered by hand-stitched, maybe even machine-stitched, and some nice foam, yes, to make it feel good to your hands in the wintertime. You folks listening in the warm weather climates, we're coast to coast, proud of that. Throw a towel over the steering wheel and you'll be proud of that. Also, let's give you another tip to keep your car cool. And you, did you know that you can buy a solar-powered, portable, 12-volt fan? Why not? It's solar-powered. 'Tis the season, the sun is shining. Get a solar-powered portable 12-volt. Oh, it's 12-volt, but it's not plugged in anything. It's solar. Get one. I know there's a clip on the end, and you can clip it on something on the dash and point it towards, you know what, your eyeballs to keep you cool. We're going to be right back. We're going to do more email this hour. The history of the convertible. Put the top down. Let's get a sunburn.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The low rider.
threw a towel over the steering wheel. It would be real hot right now. 105 in Boise, Idaho. Welcome into the Auto World Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you back. Every week, we not only have fun here on Auto World, but we accept your calls and your emails throughout right now as we are live and throughout the week. That email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I ask and you deliver, folks. You do. I have a lot to get to the emails here in the email bag that left me here in a little bit. I'm going to share another email with you. But first, I got a little bit of history and a little bit of trivia concerning something that we're all dealing with and everybody's talking about it, gas prices. Well, back in 1973, oil shortages began as the Organization of Petroleum Exported Countries, or OPEC, embargoes shipments to the United States. Gas shortages and steep prices increases soon become a major factor in all transportation planning. Oil shortages back in 1973 caused our gas prices to go up. Some of you might not be old enough to be, you know, born in. That might be a long time ago. 1973, 1974, Plymouth Duster. Oh, yeah, the 346 pack. I'm old enough. I've kind of actually lived through that. We're living through it again today. Gas prices. They're falling. Yes. Back in 1984, remember the 84 Chrysler brand, of course. Chrysler introduces the Dodge Caravan and the Plymouth Voyager back in 1984 as a minivan. That changed a lot of giddy-up with all of us, too. I actually owned one. Had children, of course, and we used it a lot. The 1972 cars back in 1972, the cars traveled along the L.A. freeways at an average speed of 60 miles an hour back in 1972. But then in 1982, the average was about 17 miles per hour. So you folks, that was back in 1982. What are you traveling now? Yeah? Zero? Parked? That's why you bought an EV. Ah! Big thing. We got a lot of heat wave going on, of course, across our country. It means a lot to all of us. Climate change, that's a big topic also. If you go over, head over to our Facebook page, Mark Evans, you'll see a picture there. Also, our Auto World Radio Facebook page. There's an apple in the center of that steering wheel. What's this all about? Of course, I've talked about, you know, is it a rumor or not about Apple teaming up with someone or Apple doing their own car? Well, Apple, again, is in the news. iCar in the rumor mill about Apple maybe doing a car. Talk is now that Apple's purchasing Tesla Motors. It's a rumor mill, of course, but it's out in the news. Why do they want to buy Tesla Motors? Would Elon Musk, in fact, sell it to Apple? What is actually going on? The Apple executives have met with Tesla executives this last week in a meeting. Talking about electric cars, of course, and how to do, what to do. Does Tesla want the Apple computer and running iOS system, operating system in their cars? That could be a software. You know, Apple is a software giant. They want to be involved in the car business, it looks like. As I live my life in the last 4 to 5 years, they're talking again with Tesla. Of course, in the past, not only that Apple's, they've been first to do, of course, in the talking with car companies, but Microsoft, they have ventured into the in-car entertainment system before, not only other than BMW 2, but increasingly enough, they're talking about putting, you know, Microsoft has been in there, as you know, you don't know really, and do you care who's running your touch screen, your big navigation screen? Well, it means a lot to Apple. 13 years ago, Apple's devices were on a march, and they've changed, of course. The cell phone has got bigger, the tablets have got bigger, all that system's got bigger, and they want to get into the car business. And that means that Tesla is right there with them. They're meeting, and they're talking. Would you be happy to know that maybe Apple is buying an electric car company such as Tesla might be a possible thing? Would you welcome it? Would Elon Musk actually sell Tesla to Apple? And would it be maybe a monopoly? You never know. Could happen. Do you want it to happen? If Apple gets involved with the car company, do you want them to be only their car company? Would you be happy? I know a lot of you might have an Apple phone or pad or, all the Apple products. There's a lot of them. Would you want to go to the mall and walk into a Apple car dealership? Now, for me, Microsoft is another company that, let's talk computers real quick, because we do use computers on your car. And in fact, your cars have computers in them and they have computer chips. As I've reported here on my show, Auto World, is that the chip shortage, and General Motors has actually stated that they're going to start building their own chips because of the demand. They need them now, and they're waiting for other companies. We have Micron, of course, based right here in Boise, Idaho, their headquarters. They can't build them fast enough. They can't get the pieces and the parts and the product to get them out there to us. Well, Microsoft, computer-wise, is a different running system, and I'm used to their system. I don't have Apple. I don't run Apple, and, it's like everything's backwards. It's backwards. And so as I'm looking at an Apple car, do I turn left to go right? I hope they don't do that. I hope they don't do it. Anyway, news all the time right here on Auto World. 855-660-4261 is our number. As always, Axelrod Alex is here for you to take your call. Of course, make you sound good. Now, let's go into the email bag. It's time. Let's do it. There's one. I'm crumpling too many up just to get an email, but we got one. Okay, email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We've got, let's see here. Amanda is emailing us, and this is all new and fresh in the email bag. I have never got Eddie the engine emailer. He will not let me go through the email bag, so this is all new. Let's do it. Says, hi, Mark. Hey, just wondering if in this heat that we are getting, is it still okay to drive our car on long-distance trips? Thanks for being here. Amanda, listening to you, she says, on 100.7 FM, St. Andrews, South Carolina. Awesome. Hey, we'll be right back right here in Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio to help Amanda and you with more of your emails. Good to have you along.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Emergency declarations over the global monkeypox outbreak are coming from San Francisco and New York State. Experts say anyone can contract the virus, and its symptoms could include a fever, headache, or rash anywhere on your body. Dr. Mark Abdelmalek is a dermatologist.
Anyone can get monkeypox, and so health officials everywhere, especially in San Francisco and New York now, want people to know it's time to pay more attention and to watch out for those signs and symptoms of monkeypox.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said this week that there should no longer be any doubt that Russia intends to dismantle Ukraine and dissolve it from the world map entirely. Linda Thomas Greenfield told the UN Security Council that the United States is seeing growing signs that Russia is laying the groundwork to attempt to annex all of the eastern Ukraine. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has even stated that this is Russia's war aim. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long, my pay is low. Driving slow, I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Good to be back. Oh, it is time for all of us just to sit back, relax, and think about that water. Oh, yes. The water bottle with water in it just to cool us down. Feels so good just to put our water up to our mouth and have a swig. Well, today here in Auto World, I've been bringing you tips to keep you cool. Your car cool, that is, which keeps you cool. Well, here's another tip for keeping you cool by sitting in the driver's seat. Water bottles. I want you to have two of them. Put them in the freezer overnight. Freeze them. Get them as hard as freezing can be. It's like a rock. Grab a little towel. Wrap the water bottle up in a towel. Get in your car and put it in your lower back area. And just sit back and relax and enjoy the cold, cold water bottle on your back. Then if you'd like, put another bottle up with a towel around it. Put it up there at the headrest area, right there on your neck. That'll cool you down. But the second thing is that when the water melts, the ice melts, you actually have water to drink. Tips of the trade. I do it. Actually, you can take it in the office, which I do. You can put a frozen water bottle in your office chair and sit there and be cool, because sometimes your office air conditioner just can't keep up. Okay, before we get and help Amanda, she's listening to us in St. Andrews, South Carolina. Convertible top season, of course, but I want to get, who invented the convertible car? The first retractable hardtop convertible design was introduced by Ben P. Ellerbeck. Thanks, Ben. It's lovely going topless in the summertime. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about convertibles and the history and all. But why and when did convertibles get so popular? That's coming to you next hour on Auto World. Amanda, we got a little bit of an echo. Axelrod Alex, it keeps echoing. I think that, thank you. We had a lot of water echo, too. That was awesome. It cooled me right down. The studio temperature now is 115 degrees. Track temperature here is a microphone temperature. 115. That's a lot of hot air. Amanda, thank you. Appreciate it. Amanda writes in email-wise at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Hi, Mark. Hey, just wondering if in this heat that we are getting now, is it still okay to drive our car on long-distance trips? Thanks for being here, Amanda, listening to us on 100.7 FM, St. Andrews, South Carolina. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. Shout-out! Yeah! Shout-out. There's our shout-out horn. Shout-out goes out to WQXL 1480 AM and also 100.7 FM. Thank you. Appreciate you being, taking Auto World and making sure that I can help everybody in your area, which is Columbia West, Columbia, Dentsville, St. Andrews, Orangeburg, South Carolina. Thank you, Amanda, for bringing us in. And, again, you're right. That's a great question, Amanda. As it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, you know, we never really talked about, and this is a great question about, can we still drive our car as hot as it is getting outside, and does it matter, and what should we do? We talk about it in the wintertime. I mean, we tend to kind of all of us stay in our, when it's cold out and the wind's blowing, there's snow drifts out there on the road, and we don't have chains or we don't have studded snow tires or snow tires on our car. We just kind of, you know, stay in our nest and we don't get out. Well, we don't really talk about it. And Amanda, thanks for bringing it up. You can, yes, you can do and drive your car on long distance road trips in this heat, 105, 109, whatever temperature you folks, you know, have. It could be 95 degrees, which, in fact, that is pretty warm too. 90 is as warm. You know, anytime it gets above that, in my opinion, 80 degrees, then we're hot. One thing we want to do, though, Amanda, is make sure that on your automobile or your truck, whatever you might be driving, you got to make sure you do your preventive maintenance and that you do, you need, you know, the antifreeze in it, definitely, 60-40 mixture. That is a silicone and a lubricant for your water pump and your thermostat to work correctly. And make sure that your thermostat's working correctly. And how do you do that? By looking at your temperature gauge. If you've had a temperature gauge that's been playing games with you, Amanda, where it's showing the temperature gauge down to cold, you know, 100, 150, and then popping up to 220, then your thermostat is hanging up, not opening up as efficiently as it should. We want to make sure that our flow and our radiator is flowing. That is one thing. And make sure that a simple trick you can do, take the garden hose out, lightly spray the front of your radiator, literally, and get, you know, we'll literally rinse all the dirt and the dirt, the dust and all the grasshoppers and the bugs out of the radiator so the airflow can get through the AC condenser, which is in front of the radiator, and, of course, get the radiator cleaned up, get that done. But it's good preventive maintenance, you know, definitely. You got to have that. Good, and I would definitely recommend our tips that we've been talking about here about for your car, and also you, the frozen water bottles and all to keep you cool in there. But your air conditioner is a big part of going on a long trip. I mean, how you know, you don't want to be hot and sweaty in your car on that long trip. Tires, of course, need to have tread on the tires and air, a right amount of air in the tires. That gives you the number on the side of the tires. So you can, you know, air them up to, and it'll say max. So you don't have to go max. If it says 50 PSI, pounds per square inch, you can go, I'd recommend 35 pounds, period. Don't go underneath 35 pounds. But a little simple, just preventive maintenance tips. You know, that's like opening the hood, making sure, like I was talking on the first hour about the radiator hoses that don't feel like putty, but they're firm feeling. And yet, the smell, do you smell antifreeze? Make sure you don't have any antifreeze leaks. You need a coolant that is in there that you don't have to say, oh my gosh, I just blew a hose and, you know, I, you know, now stranded on the freeway. So, no, your car really doesn't really know that it's hot out, and it really doesn't know that it's cold out. What? Yeah, in the wintertime. Believe it or not, heat is more of an enemy to your batteries than cold. I know. A lot of you are saying, well, my car, I've always got stranded in the wintertime when my car just goes click, 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 because the battery is done and over with. Yes, that's true. But the sulfuric acid that's in your battery boils and more in the summer and boils it to death. So that's another tip too, man. Is make sure look at the code on the battery and replace your batteries, folks, before they go click 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 on you. How do you read the code? It should have a sticker on it with a letter and then a number. If the sticker is worn off, you don't see the sticker, then the battery, by law, they have to brand the, literally melt the letter and the number into your battery. And that letter is starting from A to Z. A would be January, B, February, et cetera. It goes on down the 12 months, and they go right down the alphabet. So if you've got an A, and a number, that's the last, that number is the last year when it's done, when the warranty's up. So, for example, January would be A, you see an A and then 1, that would be 2001. And then, again, a rule of thumb here on batteries, folks, is 3 years, period. That's the minimum, 3 years. A lot of you might have a 7-year battery. If this is on ICE engines, internal combustion engines, diesel engines, 3 years, period. You know, the most, you know, if you see a battery and it's in there for 5 years, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Seriously, it's going to fail you, period. Then we don't want that. So we want to make sure that you not only can drive your Amanda drive your car on long distance road trips in the heat, but I want to make sure you can get here to Auto World in the wintertime too. Hopefully that helps. Amanda, send me back an address, email address. I got a little gift package for you, detail package, some inside and out of your car, and you know I have some purple ice. I'm gonna put in that gift package. So what that is a coolant additive that will keep your car, your coolant antifreeze area, cooler. Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We're going to come right back. And what do we have for you coming right back? Did you know?
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Splashing on you. Ah, yes. I need to get a part-time job just working at the car wash just to keep cool. Good to have you back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Did you know hubcaps were first used on the Newton reaction carriager in 1680? The first hubcaps were more commonly known as dust or grease caps. These caps threaded onto the center hub on the wood or steel or wire wheel back in the day of 1680. These were made from the beginning of the car manufacturing to 1932. Why is it called a hubcap? You don't even have hubcaps on your car today. Why is it called a hubcap? Because it covers the hub. And the hub back in the day of the earlier cars, we had grease, you know, bearings, ball bearings and tapered roller bearings that were greased. One of the jobs that, in fact, went bye-bye with, well, for all of us repair shops, technicians said, no more grease in our hands. Yay! So we got replaced with front-wheel drive and CV boot joint axle assemblies. So, what's a CV boot joint? It's basically like your wrist. It's attached to a drive axle. That front-wheel drive car has two of them, driver's side, passenger side. The CV joint is inside and covered up, packed with grease from the factory, covered up with an accordion-style-looking rubber boot. Keeps the grease in. So, folks, if you do see and or smell grease out there by your tire, driver's side or front, front left or right front, passenger side, driver's side, you see grease, a little bit of grease dripping and or smell it. Well, because you're spinning the axle around as you're driving down the road, slinging all the grease out because you might have ran over a tumbleweed on the freeway, which then pierced the rubber boot, causing the grease to sling out to all over the place. And it sometimes gets onto your exhaust manifold and you smell it. Ooh, yeah, the smell of barbecue in the summertime. No, I don't want to smell any grease. A little update also. I want to give you, in fact, some names here. We were talking about the Apple car with Tesla. Oh, yeah. Well, Apple Inc. has engaged one of Lamborghini's development managers, folks, to oversee the development of the company's long-rumored car, known as Project Titan. That's right. They've grabbed some Lamborghini folks. This gentleman has worked for Lamborghini for more than 20 years, most recently serving as the company's head of R&D for chassis and vehicle dynamics since 2008. His skills were put to use on various Lamborghini vehicles. Yeah, Lamborghinis. So Apple's getting engaged with Lamborghini, bringing some people from Lamborghini over. Also, Apple has engaged and recruited Ford Motor Company's Global Director of Automobile Safety Engineering. She's been with the company since 1991, but now she's over on the Apple side. She's also been involved with Ford's latest electric vehicles. Now she's over there on the Apple side. Tim Cook, president and operator of Apple, he's grabbing some folks right there as proof from other automobiles companies to maybe bring you the Apple car, the iCar. Good or bad, it's coming. A little short reminder again. Now, I want to make sure that you're all involved with our new game we have here on Auto World. It's called Brand Name Game. Brand Name Game. How many times, I want you to count, not right now, after the third hour, we're on the second hour. How many times does it say your brand on your automobile, car, or truck? Count them up. I have a great gift for the person that has the most. I counted on one of my vehicles, 19. So whoever's got the highest number is the winner of a great gift package here on Auto World. We've got a little Mothers and Meguiar's in there and Solution Finish in there. That is if I can ship them. You're going to see Arctic Ice Freon. 2 cans of Arctic Ice Freon. Why not? Keep you nice and cool. And if you don't know how to install Freon in your car and you don't want to get there and do that, no problem. In fact, okay, I'm going to throw in a pair of gloves in there. Yes, and that gift bucket. It's getting so big, we got to call it a bucket. You can head over to your automotive repair shop and ask them, can you put this in there for me? And they'll do it for you. Absolutely. Also, coming up on the third hour, I've got for you, so stay tuned, I've got for you a word with Mark at the end of the program, and more tips about to keep your car cool, which keeps you cool. Absolutely. And I have a fun one for you coming up. Getting firewood? Yes, firewood in the summer for the warmth in the winter. Well, you know, do you use that axe? Well, we've got something that's really quite fun for you coming up on the third hour. Use that has all, everything to do with an axe, not firewood. Absolutely. But now let's do it. We got so many emails in the email bag. Eddie, the engine email, hand me over the email bag, please. Thank you. Dive in there and get an email. There's one. I got so many emails. I want to, again, absolutely holler at each and every one of you about the emails, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I ask you to deliver. Please email me at any one point in time when you get a smell or a noise or just have a clear question or a bad question or a good question about what's going on in your auto world. Again, I've always actually put this out there. I do know how to get rid of dog barking noises. Just start your hot rod up. You might have to drill some holes and undercut the muffler off to get it louder than the dog, but fire it up and let's make some noise, huh? Okay, now the email, 911. If you've got a question or problem and you need help now, put 911 on it, and Eddie the engine emailer here at Auto World will get it to me as soon as possible. And we will take care of it, for sure. We got Keith here on an email. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say no, but please help me anyway. And I will. Okay, we've got Keith here. Says, hi, Mark. Keith here listening to you on 105.1 FM, West Plains, Missouri. Well, Keith, thank you. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to one of our great affiliates there in West Plains, Missouri, which would be KWPM AM 1450 and 105.1 FM. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Mountain View, West Plains, Bakersfield, Missouri. Brandsville, Missouri. Good to have you folks along. He says here, Keith says, I do most all of my work on my vehicles, 3 total. Have a small no-air problem on my Ford Fusion. very small amount of air is coming out of the AC vents, Mark, so I replaced the fan motor. Did not help. In fact, seemed to make it worse. Then I replaced the cabin air filter. It was plugged up big time. Helped a little bit, but not a lot. But still not a lot of air coming out. Help me, Mark. What do you think is wrong? Thank you, Keith. Keith, thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely, run out of time, but I can get to it. Absolutely, Keith. Here's the thing. It looks like you said you replaced the fan motor, Ford Fusion. Okay, so the cabin filter was completely clogged up. Keith, you replaced the fan motor. You've got the wires turned around. Turn the wires the other way. Even though you got red, red, black, black, turn them the other way. It will not hurt anything. Your fan motor's turning the opposite way, which is not pushing any air. And the original problem, sounds like, was the cabin air filter was completely plugged up. So just reverse the wires. You're good. Don't worry about the colors. And that will get that air blowing through there, that little squirrel plastic cage fan. I've seen that before. Absolutely. Turn those wires around, Keith. Send me an email address, Keith, and I will get you out a good, great gift package. Let me know how that turned out, too. I know that will work. That will fix it. Cabin air filter, and you got the wires mixed up. That's okay, for sure. Thanks, Keith. I do appreciate it. Look forward to seeing all of you on the third hour coming up here from the Greasy Garage Studio. Drive safe. Motor on, and make sure that when you do put fuel in your tank, go slow. No foam. You get more in the tank. Fill her all the way up. Let me know how you think about that brand name game. Need to know those numbers. Thanks for joining me right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with me.